evening. I'm glad you could join us tonight for Women Writing for a Change, a weekly discussion with women about their writing and their lives. I'm Barbara Gray. My co-host tonight is Mary Pierce Brosmer. Welcome, Mary. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Barbara.
And our guest tonight is Diana Gill. She's going to be reading some of her work and talking with us about it. Welcome. I'm glad you could join us, Diana.
Thank you.
This happens to be the time of year when we celebrate Halloween, which is also the evening before All Hallows or All Saints Day. And this tradition goes back to the Druids, for whom it marked the return of the cattle from the fields. They were bringing their cattle into the barns for the winter, and it was actually the beginning of their new year. So it was an occasion to honor both their sun god and the Lord of the Dead. And a common theme in New Year's festivals around the world is the belief that there is a time when souls of the dead come back to be among the living. And through gifts and sacrifices, the souls could be freed to claim a heavenly reward. So these souls were customarily greeted with a banquet and then led from the town by costumed villagers. As we moved into Christian times, costumed children would go door to door offering to fast for departed souls in exchange for money or food. And from this comes the lovely song that I associate with our winter holidays, which is "Soul, soul for a soul cake. Pray, good mistress, for a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for them that made us all." So tonight, in honor of All Saints Day, I brought a quote from Phyllis McGinley to share. And she wrote, "The wonderful thing about saints is that they were human. They lost their tempers, got hungry, scolded God, were egotistical or testy or impatient in their turns, made mistakes and regretted them. Still, they went on doggedly blundering toward heaven." And I think this is a very hopeful notion
very hopeful.
For all of
Blundering
us.
Blundering toward heaven.
Yes. And a true one.
Yes.
So, Diana, I'd like to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about your life and hopefully you're blundering toward heaven like the rest of us.
Some days better than others.
Right.
I'm the mother of Andrew and Anna, and when I'm not writing, my day job is a medical transcriptionist. And I'm currently living in Fairfield.
And about to move, I think.
Aren't you? And moving house again.
Up to your elbows in sawdust and those kinds
Absolutely.
Of things from what you said. Well, I'd like to ask you to start with your first piece, if you would, please.